Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, interweblings, my beautiful people. Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com. We have another good show for y'all today, man. It's just us three, no guests today. But you know how we do when it's just us, man. We tend to dive in a little deeper instead of watching our borders when we have certain people around, man. But yeah, man, so I got my brother X in the building. X, what up, man?
Good. Same shit, man.
And we have the beautiful Beatrice. What's going on,
B? What's up?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
No doubt, man. So, yeah, some people walking by. But, yeah, we got the show rocking right now. And, you know, we're just going to get into it, man. So, basically, my weekend was full of a lot of work, man. Just, you know, getting things going and getting ready for the week, man. Getting the podcast ready. I'm actually excited to announce that we were up and running.
General.
Up and running, man, for the Night Owl Studios, you know.
I know y'all gotta see. Do y'all see this in the background?
Yeah, they can see it on the social media.
It looks so good in here. It's such a change.
If they follow us on the social media, man, they'll see it, man. They'll see it on there.
Beautiful. Y'all seeing the ground level.
Yeah, we're 90% there, you know, a little bit more, but we're almost there. I'm also proud to announce, man, I just created, actually yesterday, man, I was at home, man, and I created the Gorilla Podcast Network, man.
Nice.
I figured since we have, you know, the room now, the audio and shit, why not? You know what I mean? I want to have a network just for podcasting, you know what I mean? There's a lot of studios out there for like music and beats and all that. And they get podcasters in there too, but I want to be that plug. You know what I mean? Just for podcasts. This is where you come. You know what I mean? We offer packages and all that. We'll be announcing it throughout different shows and other stuff. You can see it on the social media. But for now, you could go to Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram and on Facebook. You can check out some of our stuff there. Don't forget to go to Backyard Mecca Show. Actually, Backyard Mecca Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. But yeah, man, so that's what's going on, man. I don't know who wants to go up.
What made you think of that name, Gorilla?
Gorilla Podcast Network? Well, yeah. A lot of the stuff that I've always done is stuff that people thought I couldn't do or, you know, with low resources, you know what I'm saying? And it also, you know, I'm into the whole conscious political thing and, you know, the guerrilla warfare and things like that. So we're intertwining that mindset with business. So we're bringing that grassroots movement effect into it. So, you know, I'm just trying to pay tribute to that part of the program. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it was born, pretty much.
I didn't expect any less than that.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, we got a few other shows that are going to be on the network, too. So. We'll be promoting that, and you know, just moving from
whole
there.
Whole network full of y'all.
Yeah,
it's interesting, man. Like, if you guys, if you'd have really seen where we started, you'd be shocked. Like, I mean, the room is right around the corner. You know what I mean, from where we are now. But if you got to see the whole room and what it looked like and like what we were working with,
it's
you'd be surprised. You'd be shocked. And that just shows you got to start from where you are. You know, you got to use what you have.
It wasn't ours. You know, this is ours.
Yeah.
This is ours. So.
Yeah. Before we were just doing what we could, and then we got to this point. Mm-hmm. You know,
I had to break everything down.
Yep.
Put it back up every show.
That first show, we had to figure out a shit. You know what I mean? We was like, wait, how are we gonna do this? Oh shit! We gotta go get some batteries. You know what I mean? But it was like perfect because. You know, it helps. It helps to grow a bond. It also helps to grow experience and show you what you really want.
And you learn. You learn what you need.
Absolutely. And look, now we're on episode 18 now. You know what I'm saying? So
beautiful.
Three months in. You know.
Yeah. Soon we'll be like episode 148. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then there'll be some whole like, whoa, we got here. How did we get here? X, you said 140.
But who wants to go, man? I know it's go time for us. When three of us get together, it's usually go time.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I know we're like,
you know, I shared a little something. Mm-hmm. You know, who's up next?
You want to go first, B?
Well, I think that like talking about starting from the bottom and kind of pushing through, and us keep going, and we're going and going and going. And a big topic that we've been discussing is self-care and how to take care of ourselves through all of this,
right,
you know, because I think when we have something set in our minds, like a lot of artists, a lot of people who are trying to do something with themselves, they feel like they have to constantly be doing something, and they're constantly putting themselves out there and putting their energy out there, and they don't take a second for themselves.
This is true.
You know?
Exactly. So today I had a moment where I'm like, you know, I need to take a moment to myself. I'm driving from Jersey, tired as fuck. And I'm just like, yo, I'm glad to be working, but yo, I need to be doing my healing work more. But then also, I need to take care of myself more. But I didn't, that last part of taking care of myself more didn't come till later. I actually had to have a friend suggest in going to the beach for me to think, hey, maybe I should go to the damn beach. And I had the time to do it. I don't have to pay to go into the beach. It wasn't like it was going to like affect my day. You know, by going in a negative way, you know what I mean? But I didn't think about that on my own enough, and that was scary, you know what I mean?
So used to that treadmill,
yeah, I'm just so used to just going. My only like break is going to sleep, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. So it was like, yo, that was cool to just be in the water, you know, be just, oh, it was beautiful. And as you guys know, I did a couple sessions out there, but even though I did the work, I still took time out to love myself. You know what I mean? I don't mind doing the work. You know what I mean? That's a part of being who you are. It's a part of your purpose. Yeah. You can't like stop that or run away from that. It just is what it is. You are who you are. However, I took enough time to myself to actually just, you know, and to feel so good.
Recharge, that refreshingness.
Yo, it was that. Orgasmic, man. I'm telling y'all, like, yo, it was, y'all was busting. It's like my body was busting off in the ocean. Like, it was. It was just amazing. Like, yeah, mental, spiritual, however you want to say it. It was happening. That was amazing. No, but you guys really need to go to nature to recharge. It is very rejuvenating.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And
there's other way. There's other forms too. Right. Like recently, and I didn't even think of this. I was just hanging out with a friend and offered a tattoo, like those tattoos, and I just got a tattoo, and I have to say that was so relieving, you know, just to be able to like release that pain with another pain. And I guess there's always different forms of healing, you know, and there's different times in our lives where we need to search for those different types of forms of healing, even though we don't realize it, you know?
Right.
It just happens.
Yeah, it just happened to happen that way. So I went through something really traumatic with my family. I won't go into the details, but like, I'm a strong person, so I deal with things, I don't know, differently, I guess. You know what I mean? It'd be something that normally would just crush people, but for me, I just, you know, I spend my time feeling how I feel, I cry about it, get over it, and then I'll find a solution. You know what I mean? If there's a solution for me to find. And, you know, that's something I want to get into as well, you know? Like sometimes, and you guys tell me, like, has there ever been people that you don't want to cut off, but you have to cut off because they're poisonous?
But there's
an unexpected poisonous, like you. But and then it is no, and then you go to try to resolve things, and then it just doesn't. There's no resolution. Like there's no, you know, it's still a problem. You know, like for me, I feel like I had to mourn someone almost. You know what I mean? I had to mourn them, like their idea or their representation.
So they're still physically alive.
Right.
But in that sense, you had to disconnect from them.
Right. Because they were going to affect me to the point where they're going to poison my day to day, every day. And I have to be strong for my family. So, you know what I'm saying? And myself. Like, I can't just allow, because of who they are, allow for how I feel about them to also make me vulnerable to what they have done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can't do that. And I mean, honestly, I wasn't like that before. I was a runover. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were just able to do whatever the fuck, and I would let them. You know what I mean? I would let people out just for the sake of keeping them safe from whatever it was that I felt of that and that they might not like. You know what I mean? Like, I was a runover, man. People just, I was like, time out for that. Sorry. Time out for that. You know what I mean? Like, we're not doing that. Yeah, I know.
Confirmation.
Nah, man, that's that dead weight, bro, that we call it. You know what I mean? That's right. Things like that, people like that just slow you down. And, you know, unfortunately, man, it's like you said, it's sometimes it's people that you would never expect or you know, you thought wouldn't be like that, man.
Tell me about the experience you have, bro.
It's tough. I mean, yo, I barely, I'm home or working.
Right, right.
So that tells you right there, like, I have very few people that I deal with because of that. So I mean, I could say lots of things, but I think that says it in itself. You know what I mean? It's just when you're growing as an individual sometimes and, you know, you're learning and opening up to things, there's people that they don't agree with that, or they don't. Mm-hmm. It's not for them at that moment. Right, so, you know.
It's like, spooky though, because then you gotta question yourself. You gotta question, okay, am I in the wrong, right? That's the first thing I do. Mm-hmm. Like, am I fucking up? You know what
and
I mean?
And then you try with them.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're not just gonna cut somebody off like that. So,
right.
You know, you're gonna give the opportunity
to get it right.
Yeah.
And then you get more drained.
Right. Then you're like, yo, word, even after this word, and the word, and it's a bunch of words, and it's like, yo, now I can't look at you how I wanna look at you.
Yeah.
You forced me to see you in this way. Mm-hmm. Now, what I see, what happened with a lot of people in this world is because of history. You know what I'm saying? People just continue to give people the opportunity to fuck them over. You know what I mean? And it's like an obvious fuck over. Not like mistakes people make. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People have disagreements and mistakes, and that's different. But when a person is just intentionally try to bring your life harm or do you dirty or intent, you know, that's a different thing, and you have to call their intentions into question. And for me, that's the hardest part, because now I have to really ask myself what you're made of and who you really are. Like, what's really going on in your heart? And that can be a scary truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you wonder if a person's jealous of you, but you don't want to think somebody's jealous of you. Like, that's the last thing you want to think, is somebody is envious or that. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Because then that almost, you almost have to have a sense of,
I don't know what that is.
Somebody that's jealous.
Sound like a horn almost, right?
Yeah, I was like, that's a space for
little technical difficulties there, interweblians, little sound coming through. But I think it's clear now.
No, we're good. I don't think that was a thing that was outside.
Well, is it right?
I heard the echo. Like, yeah, I heard the echo from it outside.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Not to lose our train of thought, but
the horn came through.
We're in the process of soundproofing it all the way, so the studio. So, you know, just
to bring
quality.
I love the organic aspect of it, because that's some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and everything is synchronicity too. You know, that didn't happen for nothing.
Spirituality,
right.
Those are signs.
You know,
you go back to this. What were we talking about when that happened at that moment?
Right.
There was something much deeper to be told about that.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So nothing's by accident.
Nothing at all is by accident. Not at all. But I recovered from that for the most part. You know, I'm still recovering. But like, part of today was just taking care of myself and looking like, yo, X, you good, but, you know, take the extra step to be, make sure that you're better than good. You know what I mean? Like, just do that. I mean, like, them waves shouldn't have felt that damn orgasmic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that should have felt that good. And to me, that just told me I haven't been taking care of myself the way I probably should. Now,
you're lacking
in that, exactly. So, just to tell the audience, I do healing sessions quite often throughout the whole week. You know, it's a lot. I do a lot of work, a lot of healing work. And I'm okay. Like, I'm not, like, drained or like, but I have the ability to do a lot of work. But in that lot of work, I don't pour in enough for myself, because I'd be good. I'm like, yo, I got enough to just continue to go. I'm good. You know what I mean? So I'm not thinking, hey, just take the extra mile to love yourself like you love people as much. You know what I mean? Like, love on people. I be loving on people a lot. You know what I mean? I need to love on myself.
Yeah.
That same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we all need that, especially as healers, because, you know, how good are we going to be to others if we're not
taking care of ourselves?
That's the first rule, is to love yourself.
Love yourself.
It's all about the self, right?
Yeah, see, the thing is, you can love yourself all day, though. It's a mental thing, like, oh, I love myself. But then the action of that, right? Did you eat today? What you drink?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, like, we could say it.
Say that shit all day, right? Yeah.
But it's always action. And I've always felt like that about love in general. You know, it's not what people say. It's
what you doing. But then think about yourself. We never think about that when we look at ourselves, right? We always think about, like, well, you say you love me, but you ain't doing this. But, like, I say I love me, but I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, that part, you know, that part, right? So it's about looking into myself. Like, I had to realize, like, yo, like, all right, so if I feel too good, like, if things are going, it's just too great, part of me gets uncomfortable. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that? And I'm so used to being uncomfortable that there's a part of me that feels uncomfortable with being comfortable. And I had to address
and
that.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Because you should always
feel always feel comfortable being good, right? Yeah. But it's something I can deal with, but it's more like, yo, wow, that's there. That exists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, okay, so, and I say feel good, I mean like, yo, like more money than usual is coming in. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. Oh, shit. You know, you start thinking, oh, shit. And then, or you spent more than you would ever normally spend on yourself for like 30 more dollars than you would normally spend. Or something simple, you know what I mean? Or a meal that you would never really get because it's more than what you would normally spend. And then a little feeling of guilt, like, should I have spent that
and
shit on
And you know
myself?
What? I think that's a big thing with all of it is that guilt.
Yes.
Because I think guilt has been put into us from so young for so many reasons. And that's what makes people so unhappy. And I think it's guilt and shame. Like, those are like the main things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I say that even for a lot of like religions, I have to say, you know, they put a lot of guilt and shame onto what people may naturally do, what may feel right to themselves, you know? And I think breaking out of those things is one of the hardest things anybody.
That shit is like it's like a forced emergency brake. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It literally, like, you gotta remember where the emergency brake is even at. Yeah. Make sure there's no cars and shit all around your ass. Like it's not just it's an art to that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I give you guys an example. Like in my sessions, I have you know different clients and things, and they're from different walks of life. A lot of people are coming from Christianity into more spiritual walks of life, and they don't necessarily have a defined walk, but it's something that is not religion anymore, right? Mm-hmm. But then when I talk to them, the words they use, you can tell that they still have some of that framework in mind. You know what I'm saying? They'll use Christian words to like describe spiritual things. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? That's not saying that's a bad thing, but it just shows. It's to show you. Your mind still processes things in a religious mind, right? Like, give you an example, right? You say the word devil, right? The word devil, even just the word, right, is associated with Christianity, right? But then that word means something different in other cultures.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It's very true.
It means like, or it could mean, there's different, first of all, it'll be a whole different deity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll be a whole different
They're
name.
They're all different.
Right, they're all different names, right?
So you have like Lucifer,
right.
you have Saturn, you have all these.
Right, right,
you
know? All these different things. Yeah. They represent a force, not a person, or and they represent destruction or chaos or different, you know what I mean? But that's necessary in order to create. So it's... But religion, it will have you not seeing none of that shit. And even leaving religion would have you not seeing it because you still see it the same way that you reference it. You know what I mean? It's your only point of reference.
Yeah.
You know, if religion, if you've only been in Christianity all your life, that's the only point of reference you have to what is true or
and
what's
you're
not.
You're always going to go back to
that's
it.
Always. That's why, like, when you have a religious person that tries to, like, I don't want to say push, but, you know, they try to always, I guess the word is push, push religion on you and then, you know, you try to, like, you know, those times where I would be like, yo, okay, I see your angle, but what about this? What if this isn't that?
But
they don't
want to
hear
open.
That. They won't be open, but they want you to just inhale their shit. And, you know what I'm saying? That's where I kind of learned, like, okay,
poison.
This is poison.
Right.
This is fucking poison.
That is poison.
As a child, I learned that
and
shit.
And that's what anything in life. Like, if you can't open up, if you can't be, like, research, do your own research.
Right,
like,
right.
Nobody's telling you it has to be like this. Go figure it out for yourself. You know, but if you're not even willing to do that because literally somebody has told you just this book, just these rules,
yes,
just this way, you know, you're not going to open to anything else. You know, you're scared to. That's a lot of fear behind that, you know, to be able to open to anything else.
Spooky part about that is, right, people who are diehard Christians, diehard into that, like diehard, like, oh, this is the only thing and there's nothing else. They don't even know enough about their own thing to even like
on
explain
top of it.
It.
They just know what they have been brainwashed to believe within it.
And
yeah.
It stops there. And then when you try to get into the deep, oh, that's too deep.
Yeah.
It's heavy with that, yo. Like, I mean, yo, that is a brainwash if I ain't never heard it. But like,
that's that emergency break. It's too deep.
It's too
deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm going to say this and, you know, moving to another subject. I just something I want everybody to think about, you know what I'm saying, throughout the world, right? And now, mind you, like, this is how, I'm going to tell you how I personally feel about religion, just on my personal, right?
Give us some spirituals, come on.
So now, check it out, right? So, some people need religion because they're not gonna have enough discipline to discipline their own spirituality. Right. Yeah. They don't mm-hmm. they not. They need that little guilt to be like, yo, this force is looking at you like you about to fuck up.
So or they know right. no other way to mm-hmm. deal with their spirituality. Right. They don't work with their spirituality.
There's no other way. Yeah. They need that because without that there ain't nothing.
But most of it is what I feel what you said, man. It's people wanna take the guilt, the blame, the what's it called? The oh man, help me out, guys. The word, the fucking self-reliance. People want to take the that basically the actions of what they should be doing and put it on something else so they don't got to worry right. about it. There's another word.
Projecting. They project
something like that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yo,
wait, you get it? Yeah.
Yo, that religion is the perfect religion for that. I don't think people realize that. You know what I mean? I could really literally do you dirty because I wanted to do you dirty. Yeah. Go pray and ask for forgiveness and go and do somebody okay else again. Dirty. Yeah, and my conscience is clear because poison, I think my conscience is clear. So I literally fooled myself into making my conscience clear. I lied to myself like by saying, okay, this is okay that I did this mm-hmm. and I have forgiveness for this thing even though I didn't make anything right.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick, and I just need you guys to really look at this. You know what I'm saying? Like, a religion is necessary, but you need to know what to leave alone in it if you're gonna rock with it. Realize not everything in that thing is for you if you're gonna deal mm-hmm. with it. And it's something I want you guys to
and honestly mm-hmm. I don't think religion is necessary. Mm-hmm. I think spirituality is.
It definitely is.
I think religion is man-made.
It's a placeholder. It's a placeholder because here's the thing. If you're going to take religion away, right? And then most of these people are not going to go to spirituality because they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
And but religion taking it away is like a swept front of
but
their
if
feet.
It never existed.
But see that's a beautiful thing. Know? But the fact is we live in a world where everybody everybody's already that's their point of most people who are not even Christians or any kind of religion, whatever their culture believes in, that is their benchmark for spirituality.
Yeah, and that's
you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you take that away, they don't even have nothing and they don't want to believe in nothing else. And mm-hmm. they don't want to see nothing else, mm-hmm. right? I'm gonna give y'all a story real quick, right? So then I had these passengers, these Arab passengers in Jersey, in Patterson, mind you. Patterson is hood. Okay?
Yeah, I have family in Patterson.
Yeah. What? Hood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know y'all know. Man, to Weblians, if y'all ain't never been to Patterson, New Jersey, yo, Google it.
Jersey, we love y'all, man. We know y'all listening in, man.
Y'all know. Anybody talking Jersey, they already know. We talk about Patterson. They be like, yo, nigga. So listen, anyway, right? So I'm in Jersey, but I met these really cool dudes. They were Arabs, and like, they were very interesting. I tell you, they were hood Arabs, though. Like, it wasn't like your typical. It was hood. It was hood, the motherfuckers. So, so you know, we all like I smoke. So we all smoking and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We smoke. We got parked up. I did my day of driving. We all mm-hmm. smoking in like got separate cars or whatever. We're talking. I live my truth wherever I'm at, guys. I don't give a fuck who I'm around, where mm-hmm. I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a healer. All right, know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you when you're gonna know this, and I'm gonna tell you. You can accept it or not, whatever. But you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I told them, like, look, this is what I do. And so they were hardcore Muslims, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hardcore Muslims, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, stop middle of the day, pray. You know what I mean? Okay, they was into it. So they already, you know, smoking the blunt. Like, already. I don't know. What's this guy up to? You know what I'm saying? Like, da 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 da. Then they like, who gonna try it first? Like, this dude ain't, who gonna try it? Then the dude who I met first, mm-hmm. that I picked up first, he was like, yo, I'm gonna try it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm like, all right, cool, cool. So his neck and his back was hurting. I'm in my front seat. Like, I'm gonna freak these motherfuckers out. Cause I ain't touch them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna do this from right here. Oh, it's like seven people. It's like, and so I go in, boom, 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 boom. I said, how you feel? He opens the door. He's like, yo, blah, blah, blah. He starts speaking his language. He starts losing his fucking mind because the pain was gone. The pain just was. He's like, hi. He couldn't believe it. And they got scared. He's like, what happened? You okay? He was like, yo, the pain is gone. I'm serious. It's gone. And and this is like 2 a.m, okay? Like, mm-hmm. Patterson, New Jersey, we parked up somewhere. Mm-hmm. We ain't nowhere safe. Yeah. Like, we parked up somewhere. So then,
hood session.
Hood shit. So that ended up becoming like a thing where I would come out there and then we would burn and then another healing session for somebody else. Yeah, and the religion thing was the hardest shit. Even seeing me do that, there was a guy in the back that was like, I don't know, only Allah heals. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I run into that where people don't feel like you're supposed to have power. Yeah. And they, when you got power, they get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's, you got to make them comfortable with the fact you got power. This shit crazy.
But I think that's what religion teaches. Right, is that it takes all the power from human beings. Like, literally, religion takes power from human beings.
Yes, it does. So I had to like make him feel comfortable. Like, listen, this is not foreign from what you, what I'm doing is in your books. Like, stop, listen to what, like, and then.
If you think of what Allah is, like, source or God or that energy. Divinity and
power, like, it is.
It lives through us.
Right, I'm giving you that. Right, and I'm giving you an example of that. Why wouldn't we be able to? Right, I'm showing you some supernatural shit. You should be like, yo, Allah, you know what I mean? Right, so. You know, I said, dude, I'll even do it in Allah's name if you want. Like, I'm not, it ain't, you know, I'm not discriminating. Like, just, and that really blew their mind. That really, you know, like, oh, God, this guy's, okay. So then I did healing for somebody else in the car. So they were like, all right, I'm going to try it. I don't care. I'm going to try it. So I did it. And then, oh, I feel better, right? Everybody goes in the store to do it. When everybody left, he was like, yo, I'm not going to lie. When you did the session on him, the pain left. It was gone. It my neck, it feels different. Like, I don't feel the pain anymore. It, I didn't even do a session on him, but he felt the death. It's like, so, and I didn't feel any bad thing or bad spirits. I told you, bro. I told you. You know, but religion puts the fear in you to make you, even though it don't even let you trust your intuition. Oh. Like, he didn't feel no bad way, but his mind was so.
Religion is the fall guy.
And you know, and I think that's one of the things too, is that intuition. Like, people don't even know how to follow their own intuition anymore because they've been so guilted with the shame and these rules and this way of being that they don't know how to follow what source is literally telling them what to do with themselves, like what they're supposed to be doing, you know? Mm-hmm. I also know a few religions where they actually look towards service. You know, in service and going door to door. And, you know, like, if you really think about what God's service it would be, you know, really going out there and really helping people or really doing something actively for people.
Changing people's lives.
So, you know, of course, some people are not going to like that, what I have to say. But any person that showed up at my door and has said, this is service to whatever, I will tell them, have you done this? Have you helped this?
Right.
Have you done this service? Mm-hmm. You know, because this is what's really necessary. Helping people, right. You know?
Facts.
Healing work is so big because you're going out there and you're literally doing Jesus's work. And facts. That sounds crazy to a lot of people.
That scares them. Oh, that scares them. You can't do what he does. When it tells you in the book, even greater things you'll do than I did. That is a scripture that Jesus himself, if you want to go according to the story, you know?
His whole life was based on breaking out of religion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you want to talk about Jesus's life, his entire life is based on breaking out of his own religion. And
free.
Literally going out into the world and learning from different people and putting that out there and wanting people to be love and show love and heal.
Right. That was it. And he was, and the most of the problems he had came from religious people, came from priests.
Yeah.
It didn't come from people. So now, and that's according to the story.
That's how he
so according to the, you know, to the story. And I say according to the story because it's different versions of that story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different versions of that story alone. You know what I mean? So I want you guys if you guys are Christians, do your research.
Mm-hmm. And then you might not get that. You might get Jewish. They don't even believe in Jesus.
Right.
Because that's a whole other story to begin with. You know, divine source. It's divine source.
Right.
You know, because there's so many religions. Not everybody believes in Jesus. Sorry, Christians. Not everybody believes in Jesus.
Right. Not everybody's standard is that. Everybody's idea is that of divinity.
I know Jesus. Yeah. He got a bodega down the street.
But it's interesting how that idea has like clouded the world, and that's what I was going to say. My last thing was going to mention was that there's a church anywhere you go. Go to the hood. I challenge anybody to go to the hood. Right, count the churches, and anywhere you see a church, you're going
to
see poverty.
I used to say this all the time. Yeah.
Anywhere you see a church, you're
going to
see
the biggest poverty. But you got these churches with these glass ceilings, gold crusted everything, but yet you have all these poor people it's around. Bad. The most homeless you Piss. Probably find.
Paying
in these
no
places.
Taxes, a lot yeah. of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Getting bread. Like, yo, in Jersey, the shit is lethal. Like, I thought it was bad out here. Shit. Mm. There's a church right there yeah. across the street. To like they're right. I mean, it's like 6, 7, 8.
And why are people homeless?
It's yeah, and then there's crackheads and heroin addicts and everybody right outside. Yeah. Homeless people right sleeping mm-hmm. right outside. You know what I mean? Like they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy.
Just
it's
open crazy. Your eyes. It's yeah. right in front of
it's,
you.
It's in front of your mm-hmm. face. It's in front of your face. Now there's other religions that I don't know a lot about. You know what I mean? And I've been hearing about them. You know. It's one called Ravi or something like that. I don't know what it's called. But there's a lot of places, a lot of religions in India that are mm-hmm. popping up that are based off of different forms of spirituality. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm realizing. Like, the new forms of religion are forming around current spirituality. So you have a lot of Christians now who are trying to become more spiritual, so to say, mm-hmm. while keeping the ideas of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You even have, I mean, there's a lot of denominations of Christianity, so I think that's been happening for a while. But then even with just everything else, it seems to be evolving bit by bit. But then a lot of people say a lot of the methods of spirituality are turning into religions, like being conscious and being woke. You know, if you're not woke and you're not conscious, if you're this or if you're that, or, you know, if you have weave in your hair, then you're not woke, or, you know,
there's
things
terminology,
like
yeah.
Right, like, right. But it's turning into a religion yeah. on it, or like a ritual of a thing.
But that's why
I
don't believe in religion, because mm-hmm. I feel like once it turns into that, it's something else. You know, like once there is that, like yeah. you're not accepting people for like what they are and who
right,
they are.
Right, right, right.
To the true purpose, then it's not spirituality.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I talked a lot, you know what I mean? So
no, that's good. Yo, you know, let me lighten it up real quick, man. Me and Akil,
mm-hmm.
Akil, which is our video guy for everybody out there. He does all the videos for us. He edits them for the YouTube channel. We were editing on Saturday, and you came up.
Hmm.
And remember when he went to the airport and stuff?
Oh, yeah,
brought him and stuff. So I forgot. I think we in the show you were talking about. Doing lift or something, and mm-hmm. then he stopped and he was like, yo, how does X get all these customers if he smokes in his car? And I'm like, yo, that's a good question. I thought of that shit too before.
He was that's because like, he's in Paris.
So,
that's part of it.
Just,
but,
no, so no, he was really curious.
No, that's
like, cause, you know, it's business.
That's
so
a good question.
You know,
that's
so,
a good question.
But I was like,
I'll tell you.
I
got a formula.
So yeah, go ahead, man.
So there's a thing called blunt effects. If you don't know what that
yeah,
is,
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
They got some fire ass smell, right? This shit smells like soap, straight soap. Like, it smells like I took 8 showers. I left the soap on my body. Got a fan blowing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the car can smell it. They hop in the car. Damn, it smells great. If you only knew. I just smoked a big ass blunt. Had the windows up.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then oftentimes, they'll smoke with me.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm like, yo, you smoke? Like, yeah, I smoke. Shit, you could roll up. Word. I heard, yo, I had a dude give me $5 just because. He was like, yo, here. Thank you. All right, shit. Cool. You know, light up. Put the windows down, turn my music up, and took them right away. So it's because of where I'm at. That's one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the scents that I use. But if I'm in Connecticut, I got to extra use the scents. I got to have the scents and some Febreze. Like,
I
got to
know who's going
right,
in the car.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to really get it popping. But then even then, sometimes they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Have you ever had somebody be like, "Yo, like, what's the deal, man? Like, why does it smell like that?" Like,
well, yeah, no, I had somebody tell me like, "Yo," so one time I smoked. You know what I'm saying? My spray game was kind of weak. You know what I'm saying? Like this, you could smell the fucking weed. You know what I mean? The shit was there, and I picked up. I didn't give a fuck that day, I guess. So I picked up. Mom and I think it was her daughter like taking them to daycare, and I'm thinking I'm straight. She smell like sort of flowers and like whatever. You know what I'm saying? She got up in the car. She's like, it's kind of loud in here.
That was perfect. She didn't have to say anything.
I was like, oh shit, my bad. She was like, nah, you good. This is just for you to know. I'm like, good looking. I appreciate it. They don't give a fucking jersey. They don't give a fucking jersey. Yeah. Let me say that again. They don't give a fucking jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, the breed of people in Jersey is just different from Connecticut. Like, I fuck with people out there.
It's faster. It's more lit. People.
It's lit. People will talk to you. People aren't afraid. They're not afraid to talk to you if you're a good person.
Yeah.
People out here, they bougie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't really be yourself with it. It's strange out here.
There goes, yo, Akel, you're editing the show in a couple days, so there goes your answer. There goes your answer.
Blunt effects. Get the one that smell like soap. They got some shit that smell like plastic. Don't fuck with it. Soap. It's like blue. It's like baby blue. It smell like ivory soap.
But what is it exactly? It's what? It's a
highly concentrated oil. Yeah. So you spray shit twice, you smell like you ain't smoked at all. It smell like you never smoked in your car ever. You know what I mean?
It's
like
magic.
It literally is magic. It's
magic in a bottle.
Yo, you know what? that's a lifesaver. Because you know what I used to have to do? Febreze, right? And that shit is a job. Like, I just smoked, put the windows down, drive it, for the next 10 minutes.
And Febreze is expensive.
Yeah, and it's like a bottle every 2 days. And then you still smell the smoke. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't going nowhere. So yeah, blunt effects is the shit, dog.
That's what's up,
blunt,
man.
Effects.
I didn't even know about that till now.
Hell yeah, try that. You know what I mean, you don't need it. You don't smoke.
Yeah, I don't smoke too much, man. I really don't, man. I'm one of those. I used to. I'm one of those. Whenever I'm in the mood, or
right.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be in your car. You ain't gonna smoke in your
car. Yeah, nah. I mean, still good to know about though. You know.
He ain't smoking in your car. I can't see you smoking in your car. If y'all see Ricardo's car, he not smoking in that car. That car looked like he got it yesterday.
No, I'll be rarely, like in the car.
I smoke in that car every day.
No, but when I used to smoke, I would love to smoke in the car, yo. Yeah. I would throw on my Nas, my Affirmative Action with that beat. Bro, that's when I really used to smoke.
Zone the fuck out.
Oh, man, them beats used to just... And I used to ride by myself and just...
Yeah.
I used to love that shit, bro. It was a therapy.
It's soothing.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very soothing.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts about driving.
Even driving at night, like, it feels so nice. Yeah. In the summertime,
Loud as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke, blunt effects, pick up a ride. You know what I mean?
Many healers smoke. It helps their meditative states very much. So that is something very common with many healers.
Very common.
Something else people might judge on, but who gives a fuck?
This is fact. I'm gonna tell you guys about it because I mean, you know, a lot of us we're walking in between worlds, so to say. We're here and we're on the other side of we're in the spiritual realm too. And what that does is an extra set of awareness. So you know how you guys talk about anxiety. Anxiety is just the influx of a lot of information brought to your attention and brought to your way. So say you have anxiety about something, that a bill coming up, that information is fucking with you. So you're like anxious about getting the money, and the information is too much for you. It's a lot of data to take in. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a superpower, honestly, being able to detect what's around you and being able to take in information. So for people like us, the people who are healers, we take in information from both realms, if not both realms, a gang of realms. You know what I mean? Like,
we're constantly,
consistently, always picking some shit up. You know what I'm saying? So we need a fucking break. You know what I mean? We smoke a blunt, it evens the shit out. Like, it evens it out to where I can do my shit, but it's not like too much. It's not like an overload. Like, oh my fucking goodness. Like, all right, turn
or
shit
like
down.
What I like to do is like, I work, and then when I'm ready to relax, when I do smoke, it's like
the bomb and
the
shit.
Best feeling in the world.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep. I wait for specific times throughout my day. Like, if I worked outright right before I work, so that I don't realize I'm really working as long as I am. So I'm working like 12 hours.
Yeah, that happens too.
You know what
I'm
saying? So I'm about to burn, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you just keep driving.
And I'm like, oh, shit, I just drove 5 hours. Hey, we lit. Right, I'm going to take a break, smoke another blunt, eat, drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boom. Work 5 more hours now. Like, 5 hours. I worked 10 hours a day. When did I even do this? Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we do. And then I'm going to fucking sleep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But and I wasn't aggravated the whole time for it. So it's a nice medicine to pass the time.
I agree.
Yo, real quick. Remember a couple shows ago, we spoke about XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up, man, that it was like a couple days, I think, after that show. It came out in the news that he had just signed a $10 million mm-hmm. record deal, yo.
That's bro. How it works.
Crazy.
That shit crazy.
And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, it's fucked up and it's sad that it happened, man. But also to say that, you know, it's proven people that I could, he was putting in work. You know what I'm saying?
He and
was
doing he the right shit. And he didn't sell his soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like when you're taken out, when you have a contract like that and you follow through, he would be all right now.
Yeah.
So that's a whole
other. I mean, he didn't sign with a big company, though. It was like a side company or whatever. But regardless,
I feel like their souls get borrowed. Like, you know what I mean? Like Jim Carrey. Yeah. Like Jim Carrey, like, he was Jim Carrey for a brick. And then the contracts was over, and he just like woke up. I don't know who he is now.
He is awake though. Yeah. He's going through it. He's really going through it. You can tell. You know. You
definitely tell. Yeah. It's like he came back too.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's trying to like get it out of it because I think that's what happens to a lot of celebrities.
Not only that, but he's trying to open up other people's eyes.
Right. Yeah. Now I find that pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a movie you guys suggest that you watch. I wish I remember the name of it.
Oh, I think I know the prison one.
No, it was the last movie he put out, which is a really recent one. It was more like a document.
I think it's that one that he goes to prison. Mm-mm. No?
That was a sick movie. I'm going to give you the concept behind it. This shit is wild, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a movie he played this guy, and he played this guy, and he didn't just act as him. He embodied, like, he literally was this guy. It was a consciousness mm-hmm. transfer. If you understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when he's on the set, everybody, like, no, Jim Carrey's gone. Like, people were waiting for mm-hmm. him to come back to talk to Jim Carrey, like, because he was literally that guy.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, his spooky shit, yo. The real guy that he was acting as never met his daughter. He never met his real daughter. So his real daughter ended up coming on the set to meet him through fucking Jim mm-hmm. Carrey.
Wow.
And this shit was like real. Like, it showed this shit in the movie. Like, there were times he was snapping in and out of him. Mm-hmm. And Jim Carrey, this shit was, whoa. And it was explains how he never even knew who he was in the first place. When he finished the movie and all that goes into it. Like, and that kind of brings it to where he is now. That shit right there really was like, oh, this consciousness transfer shit is real. And method acting is a part of that. Being able to transfer the consciousness of something mm-hmm. or someone,
and the greatest actors would probably pull it have off. That skill.
Like
that
what's his ability. Name? The dude that played Joker.
Oh yes,
the one that died.
Right. Yeah. It fucked with him.
Keith Ledger.
Yeah. Yep. He couldn't divorce himself from that.
Yeah.
That shit.
He became that.
He became it all the mm-hmm. way. He embodied mm-hmm. it. Some deep shit. Mm-hmm.
I think that is deep, and I do think that Jim Carrey woke up to something and. Mm-hmm. He has some videos now. I don't know if you've seen about consciousness.
Yeah. That's what made me watch the movie.
That's
what made me watch the movie.
And there was a movie he did. I don't remember the name where he became. I don't know if that's the same movie where he became. Like they did a reality show on him and he didn't know.
That's the Truman Show. That's not the same one, but it's a similar concept.
But that concept of that movie is so crazy because it's the Matrix. You know, it's basically like being in the Matrix and being watched constantly as we are.
And that might be what kind of woke him up because after that is when he kind of
started like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He, like you said, he embodied the character,
right?
Yo, you're embodying the energy and everything. You're learning everything new and shit.
Like, oh shit, this shit is really a fucking Matrix. Oh gosh, that the moon is a fuck. Oh shit, there is an end of the. Oh yeah. This shit is like, that movie's an eye opener, yo. That the Truman Show when the moon shit always fucks with me, yo.
Yeah,
like,
there's always something about the moon, right?
Satellite. That shit always fucks with me. Like, yo, you mean to tell we don't even sit up there just chilling?
Yep.
Watch us, like, all right, we're gonna send these vibes out through this, you know.
But that's why I believe it's real important to learn about the moon for our own sakes.
I agree, it affects energy, sir, for sure. Yeah, yo, y'all better talk. I'm gonna just bring up.
It's
some
all
shit.
Good, man. It's all good.
I would diarrhea in the mouth and shit.
You channeling tonight, definitely. Talking about all these things.
Yo, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, look, we're about 45 minutes in, so you know we got another 15 minutes.
I always try to be conscious of how much I talk. That's why I do that because I know I can go in. I can just.
There's so many things you know that we could.
I like to say.
Talk about.
Nah, but you know, I feel today's like. I feel it's a real chill night. Like when we have guests, like, I feel like I gotta be on point a little more and focus on trying to keep them on track. And when we get off track, we bring the show back. And but today, I just, it's like a freestyle. It feels good. It feels
I mean, can we shout out somebody else's podcast on here?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yo, shout out to Joe Budden's podcast, man.
Yeah,
like that shit. They're very organic. It's a lot like how we do our shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, they have their own unique dynamic that they, I don't know, man. That shit is. You guys should watch the Drake breakdown of the Drake album. Like, I listen to Drake completely different now. Like, I used to not really give him credit for. I was just like, okay, it's Drake. But listening to Joe Budden break it down was like a, I don't know, it's just a different perspective.
Drake is garbage, bro, but Joe Budden's is a fucking genius, man. Yo, listening to that brother speak, man.
I don't know, man. Like, I agree that Joe Budden's a genius. He is an absolute fucking genius.
I think everybody has their own take on Drake.
I don't think Drake is trash.
I agree, B. Drake is garbage. You're right.
I'll be wrong about it. I mean, that's each his own. Like, he's what he is, but I don't think he is. I don't think he's trash.
Nah, he's not trash. He's recycled material.
I don't think he's recycled material.
I think he's artistic. I don't think he's like the greatest rapper.
Artistic?
Right, he's the greatest rapper. But he's good.
He got talent, man.
Like, he good. Like,
Hip hop,
he good. Like, we go to his hip hop bag, it's fire. Like, his last album.
I have to say this. Like, I can't sit here and just, like, we can't just talk about Drake. Because I was just put on to Dreezy. Have you heard of
Dreezy? Dreezy is crazy. I got her shit right. I be playing her shit every day.
I was just put on to it recently. I don't know how I live without her.
Crazy. She lit.
You know, I was like,
I don't even know what
Invincible.
That is.
Like, oh, that's my shit. Yo, nah. See, Dreezy is.
It's a female hip hop artist.
She's nice
and
as fuck, yo.
Okay.
Like, I'm amazed. Like, all these artists, I'm finding all these new artists. Angel Hayes, Cat Dolly, all these women that I love.
Angel Hayes, nice too.
You know, it's they're great lyricists, all of that. And honestly, I have to give them credit. Like, we don't even talk about them. Like, we don't mention women.
But that's the thing too, B. Like a lot of these artists have been out there for a long time. It's just that commercial radio just feeds us the same
exactly. And I don't want to be that. That's right. All I'm saying.
Right. We gotta
I don't want to be that.
I agree. You know? I try to mention artists.
This is a real hip hop show anyway. We talk about sometimes we run into a thing.
But I'm glad you brought Dreezy up though. Because
oh my
I listen
goodness.
To her every single day. There is two songs of hers that I just play. You know, I mean, three. This is a joint she got with T-Pain. I said two. I'm about to say T-Pain. T-Pain. The shit is like, listen, man.
I'm going to check her out.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, and the video and everything. Oh, I love it.
Yo, listen. You like
she's pretty good.
Listen, man.
I have to give her credit. Like, she's on it. She's better
nice.
Than some
she,
of these
no,
guys, dudes out here.
She's better
for
than
real.
Most of them.
Just say it. She's better than Drake. He was about to say
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
I would honestly say she's better than Drake.
She's better than Drake.
She's more
Dreezy is better than Drake. All right?
Yeah, Dreezy's definitely better.
Yo, a fucking hot garbage bag in the sun is better than Drake, man. I'm just saying.
It's just the whole commercial, you know, like commercialized. Like, they make them so big. They make all these artists, and honestly, they're fooling. Like,
people,
honestly,
though.
You do better shit than that. But like, I heard your shit. Honestly, I've heard him. You know, I heard you say stuff.
What like, I don't like is that they fool our people, man. They sell a lot of fake bullshit, and that's all part of
It's a part of the game, though, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't look
it's a part of their game.
Here's the thing, right?
I don't got to play by those rules.
I separate the person from the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, whoever's at that top spot is going to be used in a lot of ways. But if do they have music that I actually think is quality? Yes.
Yeah, but you got to make that conscious decision whether to do that or not, too.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you.
I'm
going to tell you, like, what I was done with Drake. Like, I was done with him. When he came up with God's Plan. When I saw that, it pissed me off.
Which one is that? When he's giving money out?
A lot of people.
I was so upset. I'm a healer and everything. And like,
it was bad taste.
You do not give like that. I don't care.
Let me show it off in the video.
No,
but show
that's
it off.
Not
let me
how
show
you
it
give
off.
To people. You know? Faggot. You know, and then what? What are you really doing? Like, because you give it in the video that proves that you're, you know, doing God's plan.
And you know what? He stole that from XXXTentacion. X was actually doing that. And you know the story?
Yeah,
you know, not word for word, but XXXTentacion was about to do something like that. Drake wanted to deal with him somehow. He liked his lyrics or some shit. So anyway, come to find out, boom, Drake put something out like that. And X was going to do that anyway. So that's where that beef started, you know what I'm saying? And he was doing it genuinely, you know what I mean? Not no video.
No.
Not here, let me, here. Yo, make sure you get my good like side that. When I hand her the fucking bill.
There's little things that yo, it's like, yo, right. You know sure you, when somebody's like make truly sure humble.
Don't, make sure I don't catch a body like that. fuck out of here.
Shit. So yeah, I felt some type of way.
Yeah, that was whack.
Yeah.
No, that was whack.
Yeah, a lot of people felt that was a bad taste.
That was whack.
You know, that's just me personally, like giving, like I've done so many things for people. I could sit here and tell you so many stories, but I don't. You know why? Because that's for me.
Right.
I feel good knowing that I did those things for people. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't have to prove that to anybody, you know?
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because I always try to look at the person of what made that person feel to do whatever they did. Like, yeah. Whether I disagree with it or not, what made them make that decision that they made? Whatever it was. Mm-hmm. What was it?
And there's a message.
Right.
Which is
I'm wondering, okay, so what was going through his head? What was it? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, obviously it's going to get him clout. Obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously these things, right? But then, okay, did it have any personal effect? Was it any, you know, I ask myself these things because I know it's too easy to down a nigga. Like, it's too easy to be like, you just did that shit. But then.
It's Drake.
You know, it's easy. This shit is easy. It's Drake, right? But like.
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's knows. Easy for him to do
he
that.
Knows what
I think
he's
it
doing.
Was easy for him
they know
to
what
make a
doing.
Video and make it seem this way. You know, and I know there's all these other artists that are doing so much for people and they are not getting recognized at
exactly.
all.
Right.
You know, and
I think he deals with feeling like people look at him a certain way, so he always tries to change the perception of himself. I think that played a part in him why he wanted to do the God's Plan video.
That's playing with people's emotions. Yeah. That's a facade. Yeah. It's fake.
And you know, that's what we were talking about earlier too, about like having to change who we are because of what we think other people need us
right.
to be and
that's
what we need to
that
look
was my
like.
Point. Like, is this yeah, what I'm because yeah. I'm like, okay, he's doing this on a major scale. But we do this shit in our lives every day.
Yeah.
In some scale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have some kind of thing where we have to prove this about who we are to somebody else, even if that ain't what we really think or feel in the moment. Mm-hmm. We all deal with that in some way in our life, but for him, he's on a national scale. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what it's like for him. You know what I mean? The kind of insecurities we have, he has to live out on a national scale. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he grew up, it would think that he already had stuff. You know, he never really had to live poor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was his first experience of like really like experiencing poverty? Sad shit or whatever.
Wearing Jordans at his bar mitzvah.
He's got people's ear in his ear like, yo, dude, put this in the video. Like,
spinning dreidels and shit.
Who knows? Jeez, don't like this nigga, man.
I don't know, man.
Oh, shit.
Gotta give people opportunity, man.
Yeah, that's wheelchair what? Jimmy. You ain't catching nobody.
I
like
agree
that.
With that. But there's other people I want to give that opportunity.
And I agree. I
want to give the limelight to Dreezy. And I really want to like put that out there. A lot of women out there that are listening.
Yeah, Dreezy's nice,
man. I'm going to check her out, man.
Dreezy's
I'm going to look her up tonight.
Yes.
Dreezy's super,
because
super
fine. I love her.
This shit is dope. I listen to her at least twice a day.
She's
serious, yo. Dreezy's like... Oof. But see, you have to think. Some artists back off from the industry because they know what's behind those doors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, people don't necessarily
they
recognize
don't
them.
Sell their
they
soul.
Just don't want it, right? They don't want to go through those doors.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that people don't recognize because I know a lot of people, she gets played, she gets buzzed. Like, she puts music out, people listen. But, you know, she just probably don't want to go any further than that.
Yeah. And it's still possible to
and,
be
but
successful.
That's why, I think that's why I respect her. Even
right,
more,
right.
You
respect
know,
her
like,
decision making.
Yeah.
But she could still be, anybody like that could still be successful. Like,
right.
Look at cats like Immortal Technique. You know,
he,
you know, definitely he's not, you know, going through those doors. Like, I remember he was supposed to do a freestyle on, this was a few years back. He was supposed to do a freestyle on the Funk Flex show on 97. And they were kind of telling him, yo, you can't say this, you can't say that. So he just walked out. Mm-hmm. And that's a big fucking platform. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're not humongously well known.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this dude is he got his own record label. He's independent. He's selling gold, but he's making the same shit that Lil Wayne was making when he was selling platinum, because he doesn't have to pay back the distributor, the CDs, the company.
Right.
He's taking in all that money for himself. And you know what he's doing? He's building orphanages in Afghanistan. He's doing
that's
a whole bunch of
about.
Shit that these dudes don't do. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. He's not sitting there making a video
that's
about
the shit I can
how
respect.
He did
I
this.
Too.
So
I respect that too.
You know, but I feel like some type of way about that. But I did see his video. I don't know if you saw a video where he played as if he was in like limo and he was an elite. Like the 1% Immortal Who? Technique.
No, I didn't see
it. When they were going up to a red carpet event, is it?
I didn't see it.
I'm not sure if that it.
I'm not sure, but he was like in a limo and he was playing like he was the elite, like, and he was literally saying, "Oh look, I got all you guys fooled." So it's some deep stuff, like.
You, I don't know.
He got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
His whole catalog is full.
As a matter of fact, Interweblians, are people listening? Immortal please type it in. Immortal Technique. Yes. Immortal. Technique, one of the dopest. Now he's actually Peruvian.
Oh, Peruvian.
He's
okay.
Peruvian, yeah. Okay. He's from Harlem, New York. Peruvian born. He's a dope, conscious, political freedom fighter artist. He's also he speaks at schools. He speaks at colleges. He does a lot of community service. You know, he's just always pushing positivity and waking the people to fuck up. You know, yeah. In an abrupt way because he don't play. Mm-hmm. But it's respectable, you know what I mean? So throw your Drake CD away and go buy a Immortal Technique CD. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Okay. But yo, man, it's we're about an hour in, man. I
think that's good.
Unless we want to keep going, we want to keep trashing Drake. I could go for another.
No,
we good.
20. I think he got
it. You got yours out.
But man, listen, it was you know, man. Peace to Drake, man. You know, he does what he does. He is talented. You know, I give it to him. But, you know, I can't fuck with it, man. It's not for me, man. And I'll leave it there. But go get an Immortal Technique CD after you throw that Drake CD away. But let's end the show like this, man. I just want to kind of end it off on saying kind of what we were saying earlier, man. We got to take care of ourselves. So please go take care of yourself. You know, you're working that 9-to-5 every day. You're coming home. You're feeding your kids. You're doing the laundry. You're doing this. You're doing that. Don't forget to rest, man. The simple thing, something as simple as laying down.
Or live.
You know what I'm saying? Go
live.
Go,
we're not take a meant walk to be the robots. Park.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. You got to break that cycle, man. Like, that's how they got us, man. That's how they keep us there because they know we won't break that cycle.
And you're tired. So. That's how they use your energy. Yeah, you can't even use your energy for your own
stuff. Go recharge, please, into Weblians. But, yeah, man, let's leave it at that, man. We'll have more words for the next show. But, y'all know what it is, man. Wednesday night, actually Wednesday morning, the show will be out. Sunday, YouTube. Please go check us out at Backyard Mecca, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Don't forget to check the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Gorilla Podcast Network. We're going to make this podcast shit pop off. And once again, don't forget, my people, if you can accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it's out there, go get that shit. Peace.
Peace.
Interweblians.